Just a few short years ago, Tulsi Gabbard was running to be the Democrat nominee for president, and today she is on Trump's side. She has left the Democrat Party, and she could potentially be his vice president pick. That is according to this video, this interview that she just had with Dave Rubin. Check it out.
I'm ready. I'm ready because I know what is at stake in a deep and visceral way in this election. I'm not on a ballot. I could be home right now in Hawaii and surfing and kicking back and, you know,
I know what you
relaxing.
Mean, you do
yeah. But I have chosen, I won't be home until after this election is done because I know what's at stake. And if that call came, I would say yes. And I'd be honored to serve my country in that way and to be in a position first to help win this election, to stop the Democrat elite from destroying our country, and then actually begin the real work of getting our country back on track. And that starts with having people of courage in our government who care more about the country than they do about the political elite in Washington, and actually rooting out the deep rot that exists within our bureaucracies, the administrative state, the deep state in Washington. It's going to take a team of joyful warriors to go and fight that fight, because as we've seen time and time again, there are a lot of powerful people who are unelected in doing everything they can to hold on to their power at the cost of the well-being of the American people.
So Tulsi Gabbard has had a really big transformation over the years. You'll remember she was a Democrat from Hawaii. She was a congresswoman there, and she was pretty ingrained in Democrat politics. I mean, if you go look at the debates from 2020, she was, you know, fully in there. She totally believes in, you know, a lot, you know, she believes in a lot of racial politics, and I think she still does, but she's recognized that the Democrat Party is full loony. They're full corrupt, and the Republican Party has their own set of problems. But I think any reasonable person can kind of look at the two parties and either say, you know, we need a third one, or they can say, I think the Republican Party is a little more salvageable than the Democrats, who literally believe in murdering babies and that men can become women. She had that, you know, same thought that I think most of us have had, and so she left. And she's literally spoken at CPAC, you know, she's, you know, talking with Ben Shapiro, with Dave Rubin. And I think she would make a very good VP pick for Donald Trump. And here is why. So she would bring in a lot of independence. And that's really important for Donald Trump, because despite him being in the lead and someone who I think is going to beat Joe Biden, it's still very much like there's a lot that could happen. It's very much up in the air. He could totally lose. And I think you have to weigh is Tulsi Gabbard's liberalness, her leftist—I don't know if I could call her a leftist—but is her being a liberal, does that outweigh the benefits that she would bring to the Trump campaign? And I don't think it would. So obviously, I would rather have a more conservative person in the White House. Donald Trump, though, is not that conservative, frankly. And so you have to look at it and think, you know what? You have to win elections first. And this is one thing that Republicans suck at doing. They take these people who might be really far right, or maybe not necessarily far right, but a little more populist, and people don't like them that much, and they're trying to push too far too fast. And they forgot that they actually had to win the election. And instead of just owning up that they suck at elections, they scream election interference. And sometimes it happens, yes. But a lot of the times, it doesn't happen. When you have people like Mehmet Oz in Pennsylvania who lose, it's not that it was election interference with Mehmet Oz. It was just he sucked at being a politician. And here's the thing. You don't have to worry so much about election interference if you just have fantastic blowout elections. And that's something Republicans don't even think about a lot of the times. But in any case, Tulsi Gabbard would bring in so many of those disenfranchised Democrats and liberals who are feeling like, you know, they're on the left, but they're not crazy people, and so they want to go somewhere. And I think if Tulsi Gabbard was on the Trump team, she could pull them and persuade them to vote for Donald Trump. As crazy as it might sound in, you know, in a lot of people's heads, I think that seeing Donald Trump bring such an independent mind like Tulsi Gabbard in would open up some hearts and minds. I also think, just in terms of policy, she has a particular zeal for destroying the deep state. And that's one of the big reasons why she left the Democrat Party, is because she saw how just institutionally broken that they were, and all this, just the freaky stuff that's going on in that party. And so I think that that zeal for destroying the deep state is really helpful, actually, because Donald Trump, if you look at his first administration, didn't do that good of a job of destroying the deep state. And I know that the rhetoric he uses, he talks a lot about, you know, trying to gut, you know, the bureaucracy, but it just didn't happen. And so maybe that will happen in his next administration. I hope it does. But I think Tulsi Gabbard on a policy level would actually be really helpful because of her zeal for doing that. And just as a personal note, I want someone who's a little bit more intense about it than Donald Trump. As I said, her downside is that she is a liberal, and her policy and her rhetoric is very clear on that. Like, her history is super clear that she's been that way. I do think that Tulsi Gabbard would improve Donald Trump's chance of winning more than the downside of her being a liberal. And so for that reason, I think she's a fantastic pick. There's obviously been some controversy surrounding some of the other people that Donald Trump has been talking about picking. So I think that would be kind of a worse decision, especially for his electability. I think other people, though, like Tim Scott, like Ben Carson, like Vivek Ramaswamy, who I don't think he's going to go for it. But I think any of those people would be better in some ways in the conservative side. But I don't think that they'd be better in the electability side. And for that reason, I think that she would be, you know, really fantastic decision from the Trump administration. As always, guys, thank you so much for watching. If you haven't already, subscribe down below, like the video, and comment your thoughts on Tulsi Gabbard, whether you think that she would be a good VP pick for Donald Trump. We'll see you next time.